everybody has a teacher, and everybody has their Obi-Wan Kenobi, I would call it, or their Yoda. And so John Roger was my Yoda, is my Yoda. And it, where the story takes place is, obviously, I put in some personal things. In 2004, after I finished Spiritual Warriors, we finished Spiritual Warriors. John Roger fell and almost down some steps. It was dark, and he almost killed himself and almost lost an eye. And it was, you know, it's like your best friend or your father getting hurt. Aside from him being my teacher, my way shower, he's my friend. So it's like a good friend getting hurt. Anyway, jump to right now. I've heard so many great stories of him growing up, his father, a coal miner in Utah, Helper Price. And I wanted to write our next script. So we wrote together and we directed it together. And you know, people said, well, how could he have directed? You know, he's a guru or a teacher. A lot of the internal messages I was getting on making my decisions were coming from counseling with him inside.
Well, tell people who John Rogers is. Give us the thumbnail.
Thumbnail John Roger is a beautiful man, all about loving, educator, author, number one New York Times bestseller in the world. If you want the physical materiality, you know, he's number one New York Times bestseller, wrote 50, 60 books. But the man is one that he judges no one. You know, he's totally accepting of everyone, and he wants everyone to do well. And he changed my life. You know, I don't want to segue into Egypt, but in 1988, he took me to Egypt with 150 people. And that began my journey spiritually into Hermann Hesse wrote a great book called Journey to the East. And I read it on the Nile in 1988. It changed my life. And I didn't know. I was just this kid that wanted to be famous, and I couldn't figure out. I kept going the other way of, you know, I kept getting rejected, but I would work. And then, thank God, it didn't happen, because I really wanted to, kind of like what Clint Eastwood's doing right now, especially with the Hereafter. I don't know if you saw that movie.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing what he's done. And, you know, Christopher Nolan, it's a different consciousness coming in now. These, Darren, he did the Black Swan. All these movies are coming out that are different.
They're pushing the envelope a little bit.
They're pushing the envelope about your consciousness, mm-hmm. whether it be darker or lighter and not preachy. And anyway, I got lost a little bit, but John Roger is basically just a good man. I became friends with him. Mm-hmm. A lot of people learn under him. And he went to Egypt and Israel about 12 times. 10 of those times, he took about 150, sometimes 300 people to do a pilgrimage of peace, spreading peace around the world. So it was very amazing to see Egypt change like that.